Proclamation number 5743, dated the August 9th, 1953. Witnesses to the end on the new earth for descendants. You shall be my witnesses on the new earth. You shall give evidence of me and my glory, of my might and love, for you will experience all these at the end of this earth. You will see me coming in the clouds in radiant brilliance of my splendor. You will feel my love when I save you from utmost hardship, when I remove you before your fellow human beings' eyes who, with a truly satanic mind, have every intention to kill you. You shall experience the evidence of my power, because the last work of destruction on this earth will take place before your eyes. And thus you will enter the kingdom of peace with an experience which you are meant to remember in order to bear witness to future generations, to people who will only receive knowledge about the events on the old earth on account of your information, so that they, in turn, will pass it on again and thereby uphold the knowledge on the new earth for a long time. You shall bear witness to me and my glory. A devout generation, faithfully devoted to me, will indeed populate the new earth, who will not doubt my strength and might, my love and perfection. And as long as I myself can dwell amongst them because their faith and love for me allows for it, it will not be necessary for you to testify of your experience. But as soon as new generations come forth from them, they will have to be given the knowledge again, and the end process of the old earth has to be particularly emphasized, so that these new generations will also intimately unite with me in order to be and remain my children. The living testimony will have a remarkable effect on their hearts, and they too shall proclaim in future times what they receive from you. Then faith and love for me will be upheld for a long time. For a long time the human generation will live in peace and unity, in harmony with the infinite, in constant contact with me, and my spirit will be able to flow into their hearts. They will be able to hear my word and be blissfully happy. And yet, even this situation will change. At first the influence of adverse powers will be only slightly noticeable and then gradually get ever stronger. For the constrained spiritual substances in creation will arrive at the stage of embodiment as human beings once more, and these will have developed in different ways. So tendencies and instincts will surface in their human state which require more changes, which will still betray a tiny resistance to me, and therefore human beings who need special, more effective methods of education, will live on earth again. And then it will be necessary to inform them about what effect a way of life in opposition to me will have. Then the battle between light and darkness will start anew. For the desire for matter will start to grow stronger in people's hearts again. They will no longer be able to hear my word directly, and messengers of my word will speak to them on my behalf. And for the sake of a living message, testimony shall also be given of the end of the old and the beginning of the new earth. And therefore, those of you humans of earth who will experience the end, who will remain faithful to me until the end, will also have a task on the new earth, to make sure that the knowledge is preserved, that the following generation will be able to keep these events in mind, that it will be inspired to remain in my will, that it will let me come alive within its heart and always endeavor to reach me. Amen.